You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Master's candidates at Illinois State University have the opportunity to make the ultimate elevator pitch in the 3-Minute Thesis Competition coming up Thursday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Normal Theater. Dr. Amy Hurd, director of the Graduate School at ISU, says this is an international academic competition that gives students a chance to talk about their research in lay terms.
So they have one slide that will be projected for the audience, and then they talk about what they've done. They have to be very good about condensing it. The unique thing about this is that they are presenting this for that lay audience, so they have to get rid of all the jargon and make it understandable for everyone.
Well, why do this?
The reason that we are at Illinois State are doing this is because we want to showcase the research that our students are doing, because they're doing some really neat things. And so we want the campus community to see it. We want the Greater Bloomington Normal community to see what they're doing. It gives them that opportunity to think about their research and what it means for someone outside of their lab or outside of their discipline.
Are you at all concerned about people accusing you of dumbing down academia and academic research by having somebody encapsulate all of this into 3 minutes?
Well, that's a good question. The way I see it is that it's going to be very challenging for the student to bring their research, for someone to tell someone outside of that discipline what this really means and what it is. Kind of like you're talking to your parents and they want to know, what is it that we're paying for with this education and what is it that you're doing?
Who are some of the people who are going to be presenting?
Each of the colleges were given so many slots based on their graduate student enrollment. So 5 of the 6 colleges will have participants. So we have Fine Arts, we'll have 2 participants, which I'm really excited about because their work is so different than a lot of other units. They're not in a lab, they're in a studio. So we have Mennonite College of Nursing, College of Education, Applied Science and Technology, and Arts and Sciences. So there'll be 10 finalists who will be presenting their work.
Who's going to be judging this at the event on February 23rd? I mean, do you have academics judging it? Does the audience judge it and decide who wins?
There will be a panel of 3 judges, and we wanted to make sure that they were not affiliated with Illinois State. So we have Normal Mayor Chris Coos. We have Dr. Diane Wolf. She is the Region 17 Assistant Superintendent. And we have Quincy Cummings. He is from State Farm and also the president of the NAACP. We want to get government and education and business. We want a representation from all of those. So they will be the judges. We are going to give a first place and a second place prize.
Oh, what are the prizes?
The first place is $1,000 and second prize is $750. And then we'll have a People's Choice Award. And that award will be $1,000 as well. So people will be in the audience, will vote on who they like the best.
What are the long-term benefits for the people who are presenting their 3-minute thesis when they go beyond this, making sure that they can encapsulate this into 3 minutes? How is that going to help them down the road?
It will help them to see their research differently and to think about its applicability to the greater community and what that research means to the general public. The winner of this competition, we will be sending to the Midwestern Association of Graduate Schools competition in Indianapolis. They will showcase their research on a big stage.
This must be very interesting for them because if they've spent a lot of time working in labs or in a secluded setting, suddenly there they are, they're having to do public speaking. That's really got to be something new and exciting for them.
I agree with that. And I think that maybe that public speaking part of it might have scared a few people away. I was afraid that when we first introduced this that we would barely be able to make 10 people for our finalists, but we had a lot of interest. We had a lot of interest from students. We had a lot of interest from faculty, so I'm excited about that. I think the audience will be in awe when they see what these students do. I watched the preliminaries for College of Arts and Sciences, and I was in awe of how well those students did, and I thought, could I do that with my research I've used my entire career? So it will be a difficult and challenging task for them, but they're going to be up for it.
That's Amy Hurd, director of the Graduate School at Illinois State University. 3-Minute Thesis, or 3MT as it's called, is coming up on Thursday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Normal Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.